Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock with you here. We've got a lot to get to here on the show. We'll take a look at the daily fantasy slate in the NBA, talk some NFL as well with the divisional round coming up, and get to our headlines here on the show, no doubt. Update on the Australian Open for sure. But Davis, let's begin. A big story in the NFL developing here in the last 30 minutes. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have decided to let go of, it looks like, a lot of their coaches, according to the Tampa Bay Times. And one of them is their offensive coordinator and Byron Leftwich, who just a year or two ago, Davis, people were talking about maybe being a head coach in the NFL, but clearly a steep decline for their offense this year. And I wonder what this means for Tom Brady and the Bucs moving forward.
I would guess this was maybe one attempt to try and get Brady to stay in the fold, right? I mean, I think pretty clearly, like, they, like, 100% Brady is not running back, same coaches, same wide receivers, same offensive line. Like, Brady is not signing back on to do what he just did, right? Going 8-9 and getting blown out in the playoffs. Brady not doing that. I'm honestly surprised the Bulls is still the coach, although maybe there's some relationship there between Brady and Bulls, or maybe the front office, or maybe the owner really likes Todd Bowles. I don't know. I mean, Bulls, like, seems like a kind of likable guy other than when he is calling runs on first and 10 and second and 10 consecutively. But Leftwich, I mean, look, man, I you never want to say someone, like, deserves to be fired or whatever, but he did a bad job. I mean, he just, like, let's call a spade a spade. He did not do great at his job this year, and not to say he can't learn, not to say he can't figure stuff out, but if he does the, you know, if that was the performance you put forth, like, you're going to get replaced in the NFL. It is what it is.
Yeah, and when you have Tom Brady there and the attempt is made to keep Brady, this could be a possible windfall of that, but we certainly will see. All right, let's get to some other headlines here on the show. Last night in the NBA, Atlanta Hawks get a big win over the Dallas Mavericks, final 130-122, so they pick up the victory there. Also, how about the U.S. Open? Two of the top 10 seeds have already gone down, courtesy of guys from the USA. So some big moves happening at the Aussie Open, no doubt there. Matt Canada will return as the offensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Davis, cooler heads have prevailed in Dallas. They brought in another kicker. I don't know a ton about Tristan Vizcaino, but my guess is he is an insurance option picking up a quick paycheck with the Cowboys this week.
Yeah, I mean, it is sort of interesting. So Vizcaino has kicked for the 49ers. He was with the Chargers for a little bit. He was with Arizona this year when Matt Prater got hurt, and also was on New England and did kickoffs for New England this year. But what I find fascinating about this wrinkle is, do you cut Brett Maher or move him to the practice squad or something? Or do you have both of them active on game day, have Brett Maher take the first kick, take the first, you know, PAT, whatever, and if he makes it and if it's all good, you know, basically we say no harm, no foul, right? You can have a 48th guy, like, it's fine. Or Brett Maher goes out there, misses the first kick, misses the first point after attempt, and then you say, look, bud, we love you, we'll support you, we'll do what we need to do for you, but, like, we would like to win this game. And so this kid, Tristan Vizcaino, is kicking the rest of them. Honestly, I feel like from a human perspective, you almost have to do the second thing, like let him kick one in a game and see what happens. Because let's be honest, 48th guy, you can go with five defensive backs, or you can sit a special teams guy and say, hey, Noah Brown, like, you have to play special teams this game as well, not just wide receiver. I feel like that's what you have to do.
Yeah, they can't go into the game with no backup plan. And it seemed like that was the plan, by the way, two days ago, I was talking. But naturally, somebody talked Jerry Jones into this and said, hey, like, come on. Like, no matter what we're saying publicly here, we have to have some other plan for that. So certainly we'll see. Also, Davis, the Ravens today are holding a press conference in about an hour from now, where they claim they're going to discuss a lot of what the future may hold for them in upcoming seasons. I mean, I don't expect anything earth-shattering to come out of this, and they'll probably support Lamar Jackson and say all the right things, but I guess what if they don't? I guess we'll have to wait to see on that. That's coming soon.
That is pretty interesting. So I think there are like a couple different things going on there. I mean, one, I don't think it's like out of the realm for the guys to come out and be like, look, we have just had a rotten 2 years of luck, right? Lamar has been banged up. 2021, our entire defense got hurt. 2022, our entire offense got hurt. You know, at the end, we're down to, I mean, Devin Duvernay not even playing, right? We're down to DeMarcus Robinson and Isaiah Likely and Josh. Like, it just, so I think there's like a, you can clear the air a little bit there. I think probably Harbaugh and Ozzie Newsome will be like, look, we love Lamar. We do not want Lamar to leave. Like, this is not, there's no fracturing of the organization from within. I think that's probably important to get out there. And I also have wondered if like maybe Greg Roman needs to move on somewhere. Like, Greg Roman did a great job designing the offense to get Lamar to where he's at now, but I wonder if they need someone else in there to kind of take their offense to the next level. So I wonder if that's on the table as well.
Well, we will find out a little bit later, either on this show or later on Newswire. So stay on the grid for that as well. But coming up next,
this is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than two decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
We'll review tonight's NBA slate in Daily Fantasy. Those of you with a DraftKings account, pull it up. We're going to help you next and give you some options for this evening. Some decent options, a little bit limited tonight based on the slate, but we'll have that for you. Also a preview, of course, upcoming in the games in the NFL, some fantasy reality and the Sports Grid 60 here on this Thursday edition of Fantasy Sports Today. Davis Maddock, Craig Mish, we're back right after this quick timeout. So make sure you stay on the grid with us, and we'll be back right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back. Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. We've got our Thrive Fantasy promotion coming up. We're going to help you out on Saturday's two-game slate in the National Football League. So those of you without the Thrive Fantasy app, make sure you download it. We're going to give you a promo also and match a deposit bonus. So that's coming up. But first, Davis, let's get the overall view. Not quite the slate that we love in the NBA, but naturally we go through it here every day on the show. What do you make of tonight? I mean, we do have Steph there. I mean, Dame Lillard is hot as you know what. So, I mean, I'm guessing there's some decent options tonight.
Well, I mean, I guess this is not maybe our favorite way to play daily fantasy, right? Only four games. But in terms of like watching the NBA, Golden State, Boston, we have a rematch of last year's NBA Finals. We have Brooklyn and Phoenix, which is sort of interesting because of the dalliance between when Kevin Durant said, I want to get traded. He said, I want to get traded to the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns were not willing to put any of their young players in there. Have to wonder if they're regretting that a little bit. I saw a great infographic yesterday basically showing that if you compare 2022 performance to 2023 performance or in terms of the overall NBA season, no team has gotten worse year over year than the Phoenix Suns. Not the title you want to be earning, right, in the NBA. And Chris Paul looks pretty toast. And then we got Joel Embiid back from his foot injury tonight. In terms of injuries, Kyrie Irving sat out the other night. I think that was probably rest. The injury situations that I think could really influence a slate, Minnesota looks a little bit thin. Rudy Gobert did not play last night, apparently with a lower body injury. So if he doesn't go again, they're super thin in the front court, and all their front court guys are pretty cheap, and you would expect them to probably play bigger against Toronto. But that's Rudy Gobert and his injury status, and Kyrie Irving are the two big injury notes of the night.
All right, so let's get right to it. We'll talk about the guards. The big question for everyone tonight has to be playing daily fantasy is definitely Damian Lillard. So let's take a look at the pricing tonight, as Steph Curry is over 10,000, but look where Lillard is priced tonight at 10. So we'll get into that as well. Kyrie Irving just under 10, and then we have James Harden as an option, Fred VanVleet, and Jordan Poole just under 8,000. But Davis, I guess the question is that when you have a player conceptually this hot, where he is the hottest player right now in the NBA unequivocally over the course of a week, is it a must play to just keep riding this as it goes? Because eventually it's going to end, and you don't want to be on that end when it does. But what do you think about him tonight?
Yeah, I mean, really, actually, the way daily fantasy works is you don't really want to be playing these guys after a couple good games. You know, for example, when this run for Damian Lillard started, so if we go back about 10 days against Cleveland, he scores 50 points, you know, it just goes absolutely nuclear. He costs $9,600, was $9,300 the next night. Now his salary is all the way up. He is the fifth most expensive player of the entire slate, fourth most expensive player of anyone who's active because Kevin Durant is out. Look at the guys who are less expensive than that than him. Kyrie, James Harden, Pascal Siakam, Jalen Brown, Anthony Edwards, like all of those guys have a comparable ceiling. Honestly, like he probably is not the strongest play tonight, except for the fact that look at who's guarding him, right? James Harden gives absolutely nothing on the defensive end. Tyrese Maxey tries. He's just horrible. He's like one of the worst perimeter defenders in the NBA. And I don't think that, I mean, the guy who, you know, maybe in his younger days, PJ Tucker, they would have said, all right, PJ Tucker, you got to go put the clamps on Damian Lillard. I don't think PJ Tucker, 39 years old? I don't necessarily know if that's the greatest matchup for him. So it might just be whatever Dame wants tonight, but I'm looking at salaries and I'm like, okay, Damian Lillard is going to be 35, 40% owned, but no one is going to play Steph Curry. No one's going to play James Harden. Like I would just rather play those guys at their respective ownerships, because I think they all have pretty similar ceilings. And then honestly, there aren't really a ton of value guys tonight, which is going to make it hard to play more than one stud anyway. Like Gary Trent Jr., 6,600. He looks okay. Marcus Smart, 6,500. He looks all right. But like, there's like not really, if you're going to play like a true cheap guy, I'd be like De'Anthony Melton is 4,300 at guard. And that's kind of as good as it gets.
All right, now let's move over to forwards tonight with the Celtics in action. You've got a shot at Jason Tatum tonight to play him, and his price is over 10,000 tonight, pushing toward 11. Also, Jaylen Brown is 9,000. Anthony Edwards just under 10. Scottie Barnes just under 8. Ben Simmons' price just plummets. It's down to 7,100. And then Jeremy Grant is also one of the cheaper options. Going to have to find some cheaper options, I think, tonight.
Yeah. Interesting, like a month ago, you know, Jason Tatum was running away with the NBA MVP. He was like, I think he was plus 350. Now he's up to plus 700 with our boy Nikola Jokic, even money to win his third consecutive MVP. So the deal with Tatum is that if this game remains competitive, which I think it probably should, I mean, he probably ends up being the best play of the night because, you know, he does a little bit of everything. Like, he is coming off of a 72 fantasy point game against the Charlotte Hornets three nights ago. Like, he probably is the overall best play of the slate, projected for the most points. I think you can get away with playing him, obviously, as your stud. I think Anthony Edwards looks a little bit underpriced against Toronto, although that is definitely, I mean, at 8,900, it is accounting a little bit for just how good, theoretically, defensively, the Toronto Raptors are against wing players. Mikal Bridges for Phoenix against Brooklyn looks pretty strong at 6,800. I pretty much every night when I play these slates, I'm just going to my guy, Scottie Barnes. I mean, he has the ball in his hands so much. And I just, like, he's just a guy, Craig, I want to be there before the insane hot run. I want to be there before he goes for three straight games of like 60 fantasy points. So I'm playing a ton of him tonight against Minnesota. And then in terms of value guys, I mean, like Josh Hart's 4,900. If Rudy Gobert doesn't play, Torian Prince will probably start. He's 3,600, but it's Torian Prince. So like, he's not getting any better than like 24 DraftKings points probably. And I actually think Draymond probably scales up in minutes tonight against Boston. I bet he goes from his normal like 28, 29, 30 to like 35 because someone's got to guard Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And Wiggins continues to be banged up and out. So Draymond's really the only one who could do it.
All right. Well, we got to play someone there. And also we need a big man in the lineup tonight. Embiid, as Davis mentioned, is back. So if you can fit him in the lineup, he's over 11,000 tonight. Pascal Siakam down a bit from the other day to under 10,000. DeAndre Ayton, 7,700. Nick Claxton, 7,400. Yusef Nurkic, 7,300. Simmons qualifies at center also. So you can play him at 7,100 tonight on DraftKings.
Yeah, I mean, look, Embiid obviously is the best, but I'm gonna side with Tatum over Embiid tonight. And I like Ayton against the Nets. I like Nurkic on the other side of that game. But we actually have a couple value guys I think you can get away with tonight on DraftKings. Precious Achiuwa, backup center for the Raptors. The Timberwolves play a center 48 minutes a night, so that means that the Raptors can actually get away with how big they like to play. They'll probably even play Siakam and Achiuwa together for a couple minutes tonight. So we should be able to get 25 minutes from Precious Achiuwa. And then Kevon Looney, man. Kevon Looney, I mean, you know, he's kind of like a joke because he was like, oh, you know, the fifth guy who plays with Draymond and Clay and Durant and Curry. Like, he's kind of a punchline, but he really is. He's kind of like the defensive linchpin right now for the Golden State Warriors. I expect him to play a ton tonight because I think the Warriors would really like to win this game. Just, you know, it's kind of one of those regular season games I bet they take super seriously. TNT Thursday night, you know, all that stuff. So I really like Looney tonight.
All right, so there you go. Set your lineup tonight, by the way, over at dailyroto.com. Free completely over on the DFS side, optimizing lineups for you and getting you set for every slate in the NBA, including Thursday night. All right, coming up next, for those of you who are ready to play some daily fantasy this weekend, you may want to consider Thrive Fantasy because you can prop up, play some props this weekend, and also get a deposit bonus of up to $250 with a promo code. So,
hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
My name is Amanda. I work with women who are trying to quit smoking, and I have some tips for you in case you're pregnant or thinking about having a baby. First thing is, keep trying to quit. Or better yet, don't start smoking. It can cause premature birth, which can then increase the risk of your baby having developmental delays, problems with eyesight, breathing, and more. So don't give up. There are people like me who are here to support you, because I know what can happen if you don't quit. Your baby could be born 2 months early and weigh only 3 pounds. She could be in the NICU for almost a month, put in an incubator and fed through a feeding tube that goes through her nose down into her little stomach. I know that because I smoked while I was pregnant, and that's what happened to my little baby. I quit. You can too.
Quit your way. Call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW or visit TobaccoFreeFlorida.com. Developed by CDC.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit Lowe's.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
During this break, download the Thrive Fantasy app. We'll give you the promo code immediately when we come back and tell you who you should be playing in Saturday's slate in the National Football League Divisional Round Games. We'll be back with more FFC right after this. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. It's time to prop up here on the show, Thrive Fantasy app, folks. If you have not downloaded the app, and you have not played on Thrive Fantasy, folks, this is the weekend to do it. We've got a slate on Saturday and a slate on Sunday. And for those of you who are first-time users of the app, make sure that you use our promo code, which is SportsGrid. You know how to spell that, SportsGrid. And when you deposit money and start playing over on the Thrive Fantasy app, we're going to match your deposit bonus of up to $250. It's that simple. You put in $100, they give you $100. You put in $200, they give you $200. You put in $2, they give you an extra $2. That's all you have to do. Download the Thrive Fantasy app. And in addition to that, we're also going to help you with some plays for the Saturday slate. And Davis, naturally, a couple of really exciting games. I know one that you'll be watching very closely between Jacksonville and Kansas City, and also the New York Giants and Philadelphia Eagles. Davis, I think there's going to be a crazy upset this weekend in the NFL. I don't know which way it's going to go, but I have a feeling by looking at some of your props, maybe that will give us your indication as to which direction you think these games are headed.
Yeah, so this is for these are for the Saturday games. Obviously, our friends over at Thrive will have them over for the Sunday games as well. Craig, I would say my upset pick is going to be the Bengals defeating the Buffalo Bills. That 5-point spread looks like quite a bit to me. Honestly, I think the market is really, really, really overreacting to the New York Giants win against a pretty mediocre, negative point differential Minnesota Vikings team. And I think the Jaguars will probably cover. I think they're almost drawing dead to win. But I expect we will get some good games. I think San Francisco Dallas will probably end up being the best game of them all, though.
Yeah, I think at least two of these underdogs are going to win outright this week. We will see. But we're focused on props here for these Saturday games. And these are individual player props, which also have a point system attached to it to help you differentiate which way you want to go. So let's take our first look at the five props we're going to review here on the show. We'll talk about Trevor Lawrence's total passing yards, Zay Jones, the wide receiver on the Jaguars, his receiving yards, as well as Juju Smith-Schuster of the Chiefs, his total receptions, Daniel Jones, as far as his total touchdowns and interceptions. That's an interesting one in this game. And then the star receiver for the Philadelphia Eagles, we've got A.J. Brown with 73.5 receiving yards. So those are the five that we will discuss. Let's start off, Davis, with Trevor Lawrence, who, if you didn't watch the second half of that game and just shut it off, you would have said, oh my gosh, Trevor Lawrence, a bust in the biggest game of his career, a total disaster. But my gosh, like maybe that is we've thought that it's the start of something good for Trevor Lawrence several times, but I feel like we're here. I mean, Trevor Lawrence, with that comeback performance, I don't think there's anything, Davis, moving forward in this guy's career that's going to faze him after having to go through that. His total passing yards over on Thrive, 240.5. The over is 90, the under, or 95, the under is 105.
Yeah, I'm taking the over here. One, I mean, I think it's sort of implied by the spread of this game that the Jaguars are going to be trailing for a good chunk. We did just see Trevor Lawrence throw the ball 47 times against the Chargers in that come from behind win. And, you know, it just if you sort of look at his game logs, it's like, okay, well, how is this game going to play out? The last time that the Jacksonville Jaguars and Kansas City Chiefs played in week 10, Lawrence got to 259 passing yards. I would just anticipate we're going to see, you know, probably 40 to 45 passing attempts from Lawrence here. Now, you know, I mean, ETN could break a couple long ones and it could be a little bit tighter than I'm anticipating. I think ETN will have a part to play in this game, but just kind of playing things that way. And I don't know if the over on this one is going to be all that popular in contests on Thrive. Like, I think this is one that will kind of go either way. I think some people will take the over, some people will take the under. I don't think it's one-way traffic, so I feel pretty comfortable taking the over here.
All right, so our first of five is Trevor Lawrence over on his total passing yards of 240.5. We'll touch on Zay Jones next, followed by Juju Smith-Schuster, Daniel Jones, quarterback of the Giants, going against Philly, and then A.J. Brown. All right, so our next review is on Zay Jones. It's the total receptions in the game. Davis is set at 4.5. We have an over, which will give you 90 points, and under will give you 100. Lawrence has definitely had different targets, it feels like, Davis, for different games. One game it's Jones, one game it's Kirk, one game it's Ingram. Doesn't feel like it's all at the same time. Is Zay Jones the primary target this week?
Yeah, so I'm going to take the under here on Zay Jones. I mean, I've got this one projected fairly close. He's been on, like, the right side of this, about 50-50. You know, he does have games with 11 receptions, games with 10 receptions. Like, there's no doubt he is a huge part of this offense, but he also has, you know, 99% snap share games with three targets, three receptions, and he also plays that boundary role in this offense. And I think you know, kind of what the Chiefs are going to give them is going to be a lot of Christian Kirk, a lot of Evan Ingram. The Chiefs are like the worst team in the NFL at defending passes to running backs. Now, weirdly enough, I mean, they don't throw to ETN, which, like, always to me is so bizarre, because when I think of Travis ETN, I think of, like, him catching passes and, you know, the swing passes from Trevor Lawrence at Clemson. Like, it is bizarre to me. He hasn't really been used that way. Like, he's got no games in his NFL career with more than three receptions, which seems a little bit bizarre. I do wonder if that is a wrinkle that we really see used for the first time this week. But I'd also, you know, Craig, sometimes you just get a feeling. Dalton Schultz last week, just, mm-hmm. I don't know, man, 4.5. Like, Zay Jones has been in the NFL for a long time. He's, like, a competent player, but 4.5 is, like, you know, what Devonta Smith's projection is. I don't know. It just seems too high to me.
All right, fair enough. All right, so an over on Trevor Lawrence and an under on Zay Jones to start, followed by Juju Smith-Schuster, Daniel Jones, and then A.J. Brown will cap off there. All right, Juju Smith-Schuster, speaking of him, very uneven season for him, no question, with the Kansas City Chiefs. His total receptions in this game, Davis, is set at 5.5, and the over, you get 110 Thrive points for that. So obviously the projection is lower for that. And then the under is 90. And very similar to Jacksonville in a way. It's been different targets virtually every game. The only difference would be is that Kelce is, like, obviously the main target for Kansas City. And then everybody just kind of works their way in. What do you think about Juju this week?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this one seems insane to me. Like, no chance is Juju Smith-Schuster getting six receptions in this game. I mean, to begin with, he only has five games the entire season with more than 5.5 receptions. The games in which he did were close games, right? Close games, overtime game against Houston, close game where they had to kind of, you know, extend the lead against Denver, close game against Tennessee. Not a close game, fair enough. One game was not a close game against the 49ers when they blew that team out. I mean, it just doesn't even feel like they really need him at this point, right? So Sky Moore is going to be back this week. But McKinnon is, like, the best pass catcher on the team. Just feels like you give McKinnon 50 yards and a touchdown receiving every single week, kind of move the chains that way. And, you know, they got Noah Gray's in there and Jody Fortson, and then Justin Watson will get a deep target, and Valdez Scantling will draw pass interference. Like, they kind of do it by hook or by crook. You know what I mean? It's like no one on the team other than Kelce and McKinnon is playing all that well. So just the idea that Smith-Schuster would project for six receptions in this game, like, that feels like way too much for me. Now, word of caution on Thrive, I do anticipate the under here to be fairly popular because he's going to be projected for like 4.5 receptions, but I'm going to take this value.
All right, so taking the value there on the under on Juju Smith-Schuster in terms of receptions. So over on Lawrence's yards, you've got under on Zay Jones, also under on Juju Smith-Schuster, and then now we'll tackle Daniel Jones and A.J. Brown. Now, Daniel Jones' total over on Thrive Fantasy, Davis, this is a little, you know, I mean, it's not complicated. People understand it, but we definitely need to explain. This is the touchdowns and interceptions. 2.5 is the total here. And very clearly, I don't know that you'd get more Thrive points on any other prop here. 120 to go over this, and the under is 70. So naturally, Davis, basically all Daniel Jones would need to do is throw 2 touchdowns and 1 interception, and you cash. Is it that simple or no?
Yeah, I mean, I am not aligned with the market on this game. I think the New York Football Giants are a little bit over their skis. I think the Eagles are a much different test. Now, obviously, you could say 2 weeks ago, well, the Eagles really needed to win a game, and the Giants had no reason to be playing that game, and the Eagles kind of scuffled. Like, I think that's also playing into the betting market a little bit. But the Eagles are way better to me. And Daniel Jones, I think, is probably good for 2 touchdowns, you know, because you can get rushing and passing here. But more importantly, I think that Daniel Jones basically had one of the luckiest turnover seasons we've seen in some time. Daniel Jones led the NFL in interception rate in a positive way. So he threw the greatest amount of passes with the fewest number of interceptions in terms of percentage. Does anyone actually believe that Daniel Jones owns that stat? That Daniel Jones this year miraculously figured out a way to become a quarterback who was not going to be turning the ball over. Like, you know, going back and looking at Daniel Jones's first 2 seasons in the NFL, this dude fumbled like 35 times his first 2 years. I don't believe. Now, is Brian Daboll really coaching him up? Absolutely. But I'm taking the over here just because I feel like I can get there either way.
All right, so 4 out of 5 we reviewed. Lawrence, Zay Jones, Juju Smith-Schuster, Daniel Jones, and then the final one that we will review now is going to be the wide receiver on the Philadelphia Eagles, A.J. Brown. And his total on Thrive Fantasy is 73.5 yards. Davis, will he go over or under this?
Easy over. Bet just 100%. This was the easiest pick of the week. A.J. Brown is going 8, 150, and 2 against the Giants. He is going to be the highest scoring fantasy player this round of the playoffs.
All right, so here's your final graphic screenshot. These are the 5 that we're going with this week over on Thrive Fantasy. Make sure you download the app and get the promo code as well. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Make sure you follow us on social media. That's on Twitter, @SportsGrid, @SportsGridTV, for the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread, live programming during games to help you win your bets. That's @SportsGrid and @SportsGridTV. Well, Davis, a different field of sorts this weekend for the PGA Tour. I believe this is called the American Express Invitational or somewhere along those lines. Hopefully I got that right. I've looked at this field. It does include some of the bigger names, if I'm not mistaken, but also some other interesting names are close to the top of the betting leaderboard. What are we thinking here as far as, you know, who could win this? And boy, I've been really into these, like, player versus player bets. These have probably been around for a while and I just didn't notice, but they're really fascinating stuff.
Yeah, I mean, golf, like I always say this on the show, it really is. It's the best betting sport. It is so set up for betting, you know, which we love. So this event, got to be honest, is not a great TV product. It is one of the 2 pro-ams that they play. The other one is Pebble Beach. But like the guys playing in this pro-am are dudes you've never heard of. You know, Bill Murray, not here. Aaron Rodgers, not here. Right. I mean, we're talking like these are like all, you know, CEOs, big business guys. And they play on three different golf courses this week. So they play at two at the PGA West, a stadium course, and then a Nicklaus course, and then the La Quinta Country Club. The cut doesn't happen until Sunday night or Saturday night. So they play three rounds before the cut. A couple bets I do like this week. The first one is, so Xander Shifley is listed at 22-1-ish on most books. They just started like 10 minutes ago. So I don't know, maybe you'll be able to pick off a different number there. But if he was healthy 100%, he'd probably be like 14-1 or something at this event. But he had to withdraw from the Century Tournament of Champions with a back injury. But it was kind of one of those weird ones where like he's doing media afterward and he's like, you know, we don't really know what's wrong with me. I'm eating good. I'm training. Like I'm working out. Like I feel good in general, but my back just got tight for this. So I did bet him this week at 22-1. It's only money, right? And if he's 100% healthy, it's a bad number. And then a guy I like a little bit deeper is Taylor Pendrith. He's this younger-ish Canadian guy who's put together like a really good string of results on in the fall series and actually did pretty well last year. And our friends over at Data Golf have a good number on him. So those are two bets I really like this week.
All right, so there you go. I like those bets too. I'm looking at it on my phone as we go. I'm going to place my bets based on Davis's advice. Hopefully, make some money. All right, now let's get to it. Time for some fantasy or reality. All right, now, jersey changes. We always love jersey changes. This is a really interesting one, too, by the way. Arizona Coyotes have a new night jersey. Very, very fascinating stuff. We'll show you the graphic. You know, it's like talking about this, David, doesn't do any justice. We have to show you the graphic. So let's put it up. Let's put it up, the graphic, so people can see, because we're talking about something nobody could see, unless you're listening to us on Sports Grid Radio or somewhere else. But anyway, they have a new graphic. They have a new jersey. And I got to tell you, Davis, my first thought when I saw this, I got to be honest, looks like the Russian jerseys. Looks like the old school Russian jerseys to me. I don't know about you. Fantasy or reality, Davis, the Arizona Coyotes new jersey is a top 10 jersey in the NHL. Boy, I am not well schooled on this.
No chance. So the first thing is NHL jerseys, Craig, I would actually argue are the best of the four major sport jerseys in the United States. I think like aesthetically, they look the coolest. You can, I think, wear them out without looking ridiculous, right? So football jersey, you look ridiculous. Let's just be honest. They don't fit well. It's just not a good look. Basketball jersey, okay, you can wear it in the summer. Maybe you can wear it to the gym, but like you're not wearing a basketball jersey just straight up to the bar or whatever, not happening. Baseball jerseys are all right. They can be a little bit warm. I like a baseball jersey over a hoodie. I mean, you guys don't do that in Florida. That's much more of like a Midwest thing. But hockey jerseys are awesome. The issue, and I don't hate these. I see what they're going for. Like they're fine. The issue with these is that there are already so many great hockey jerseys. Like and I really like the original six ones, like the the Canadians, the Bruins, a lot of those, like the true classic OG ones. So I got fantasy on this, not a top 10 jersey. I don't hate them though. I think they seem fine, but not top 10 for me.
Okay, so you know, for me this is really hard, Davis, because my blind spot in sports in generally speaking, sorry, guys. It is the National Hockey League. I mean, I know more about golf than I do about hockey right now. I'm just being honest. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for all the hockey fans that are out there. It's just the one sport that has slipped me by. I can tell you a lot about the Florida Panthers, that they're not doing well, and the players on their team, and you know, kind of how they slipped, and everyone wants to fire the coach. Yes, I can tell you about my local team. I agree with you, Davis. How is this possible? This could be a top 10 jersey in the NHL. No way. And the last thing that I want to look at is a bunch of dudes that look like they are in the Russian gear running around on the ice here. Am I wrong here? Doesn't those jerseys look like the Russians from like the 80s? Am I crazy?
You're right.
It's
not dissimilar.
It looks like it, right? From the 80s, all it needs is like the Russian logo on there. Ugh, no good for me. Fantasy. All right, let's move on. Memphis Grizzlies right now, they're the chic team, the hot team. Ja Morant, everyone talking about, hey, is there a possibility he could win the NBA MVP? Now, obviously, the betting odds don't show that right now. There are several players that are ahead of him. But I guess the question is, if things go their way, they don't go the Lakers' way, they don't go the Clippers' way. You mentioned Phoenix. They don't look good at all. Golden State can't win on the road. Fantasy or reality, Davis? The Memphis Grizzlies are the best team in the Western Conference.
I mean, it's pretty hard to say they are not the best team in the Western Conference. So they are the best team in the Western Conference by net rating. They have the best defensive rating in the entire NBA. They don't have the best offensive rating because they don't shoot the ball particularly well. It's actually like one of those things that people thought was going to be a real problem for them in the playoffs is so much of their offense is generated via the fast break because they have Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. and Dylan Brooks and all these like sick athletes, but not necessarily guys who are like the greatest shooters. However, I'm going to zoom out a little bit and say that they are not. I actually believe this. I think the Denver Nuggets are the best team in the Western Conference.
Really?
I think that I really do think that with Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray healthy, they just are. And Bruce Brown, I mean, that Bruce Brown signing, he was the exact guy they needed. Like, just, you know, he can be the backup point guard. He can play with the starters. He can play with the bench. Aaron Gordon is basically, I mean, Aaron Gordon's having the best season of his career. Took him, you know, I mean, Aaron Gordon was very miscast as like a star in Orlando. And also, I'm going to factor this into my analysis. I think the Nuggets are more likely to make a trade, adding a piece to their roster that helps them than the Grizzlies are, because the Grizzlies, they and all the, you know, the NBA beat writers say this, they are not trading any of their core dudes. They're not trading Desmond Bain. They're not trading Morant, and they're not trading Jaren Jackson Jr. The issue with that is the way the NBA works is the dollars have to match in a trade. So you can't trade a guy who's making $8 million and bring in a guy who's making $40 million. Well, the Grizzlies don't really have the permutations to make it happen. The Nuggets do because of the way their roster's built. So I think the Nuggets end up adding probably a backup center at the trade deadline that gets Jokic some rest in the playoffs, which they need because their backup center is DeAndre Jordan. Not a great scene. I think the Nuggets are the best team in the Western Conference.
Wow, I did not see that coming from you, Davis, here on the show. Okay, fair enough. All right, so my choices here, as you mentioned, are kind of you know what? I'm going back to Golden State. I'm going back to Golden State. That's not sexy.
You're not wrong. They probably have the best ceiling.
I'm gonna go back there. Our guest from the Sporting News, Carlin Gay, doesn't like Golden State. I appreciate you stepping out and taking someone else. And by the way, you know what's sort of occurred to me here? Wouldn't it be nice to see Jokic get a ring as opposed to all these MVPs and actually, or at least play for it?
Yes.
Yeah, like I didn't really think about that. It's kind of like a want as opposed to reality. How about Golden State and Denver playing for the Western Conference Final? Could we have that maybe? But I'm thinking about that. I also want to see the stars like Luka. I don't think they're going to get there, but there'd be a chance for him. So no, not the Memphis Grizzlies for me. I don't even know that I would have them second, maybe third, but I still got the Warriors until proven wrong. The Buccaneers in the NFL playoffs couldn't wake up after a horrible season. In the NBA, a little different. You get your stars back, you start playing well, you can still win the championship. We've seen this over and over again. That's the way that the NBA works as opposed to the NFL. It's just, you know, who gets hot at the end of the year. So I will say fantasy there. Davis, now this is something that I'm not sure if it's close to your heart or not. But naturally, for anyone who's ever, you know, shopped for different party supplies, one of the options, and really when you think about it, kind of an old school option, now that Amazon delivers everything to your door, is Party City. So we're going to ask the question here as we are approaching, guess what, Valentine's Day. Fantasy or reality, you have bought party supplies from Party City.
Okay, so I've definitely been to a Party City before, right? I know the sign. It like looks like the little birthday string. It's got the hat. It's multicolored. I can picture it in my mind's eye. I'm thinking of like at a time in my life when I would have been hosting. Is there any chance? There's no chance. There's no way I have ever pulled my credit card out and paid for something at Party City. I bet I probably went like, you know, with my mother or my grandmother or something like that, like when I was like a kid, to Party City. But it just, you know, and I mean, look, you know, you could argue that this is like the decay of Western society or whatever, but I mean, do these even exist anymore? If you need, you know, bowls and pretzels or whatever, like one, you're either just going to the store, like you're just going to the store, not Party City, you're going to your local grocery store and you're buying the overpriced crap that they have, or you're just getting it all on Amazon or Walmart.com or whatever. Like, no person, I refuse to believe, is going to Party City to buy this stuff these days.
Oh, man, we go to Party City a lot. I'm sad here. Yes, yes, we bought Party.
No way. So no way, yeah. Craig.
Yes, no. A lot. A lot. A lot. I would get, why? A text from my wife. Because the balloons, and I don't know. We still go there. Still go there. Still go to buy stuff there all the time. All the time. My wife comes in. I just went to Party City. There's two of them in our area. I got this balloon and this balloon and that balloon. I had to go get balloons one time. One time I went to get balloons from Party City, Davis. I put the balloons in the car. By the time I got home, one was like, you know, because I mean, yeah, like no disrespect to them, but it's like working at the old Toys R Us places, man. They're kind of like, ugh, like nobody gives a crap over there. No, sorry, Party City, it's just true. It was like one was like cut, and my wife's like, you need to go back to Party City and you need to go get that balloon. I'm like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? So I drive all the way back to Party City. Then, of course, there's like one person online taking care of 15 people. I'm like, I just need this fixed balloon. You know, can you fix this balloon? They're like, yeah, sure, sure. We'll wait. Yeah.
Guilty. Okay. I will give you a break because there are things like this in my household, too, where it's, this is the way my wife has always done it. And she's not changing it. She's not changing it just because there's an easier, more convenient option. It's like, that's the way her mom did it. That's the way so that is just, that's the way our family is. So I will not tease you because I totally get it. I totally get
right.
it.
Right. Now, like on the flip side, I can give you an example of a place we used to go a lot, similar in nature, my wife too, and doesn't anymore, Bed Bath & Beyond. Like that place we used to always go to, and now, boom, click, we ain't going there. We ain't going there. Just click, it gets delivered. But Party City, the whole blowing up of the balloon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we get ready to wrap up the show, it is time for us to not blow up balloons from Party City. It is delivered to Sports Grid 60. Here's Davis.
Okay, so we don't do a ton of soccer on the show. You know, the World Cup's wrapped up and all that stuff. But classic intersection of an American coming into the Premier League and just absolutely wreaking havoc. Todd Boehly, an American, buys Chelsea for Roman Abramovich, the Russian oligarch oil lord who was not permitted to own the team anymore. And Craig, he spent, I mean, about $700 million just on players in like the last like 3 weeks. It is exactly what you think of when you think of like, you know, a cowboy American businessman coming into something he doesn't really understand and just letting the money go. I think it's pretty funny to see because the British people, they get all up in, you know, just they hate the Americans coming in and doing things a certain way. It's all in good fun, but it's been Todd Boehly, an absolute character, a pretty funny guy.
All right. Well, boy, I hate to end the show with a fire ring. I got to do it. Look, Byron Leftwich, iconic quarterback at Marshall. Okay. Quarterback in the NFL, had a nice career. You know, I feel bad. I do. I feel bad for this one because Leftwich, who probably a year ago would have been in line for maybe an NFL head coaching job. Basically, what I just read before the show was the Buccaneers had the biggest point differential from points scored from 1 year to the next in the history of the NFL. That's on Byron Leftwich's resume. Probably not going to go well for him in the future, but I would say give him another shot, another offensive coordinator gig, a quarterback coaching gig. I hope he gets another chance, but obviously if it didn't work out with Tom Brady, got to go somewhere else. That'll do it for the show. Thanks to our producers, of course, our great production team, LTN. For Davis Maddock, I'm Craig Mish. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll be back here at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire. We will see you then.